We make a Garoppolo in these three games.
Talk about a guy that's you know, probably one of the, if not, well, he is the hottest quarterback in the league right now. I think that, you know, obviously, you know, what he's done in the last three games, and you look at the history, you talk about guys like Joe Montana and Steve Young, and, you know, they weren't able to do, you know, what's going on right now. It's a credit to, you know, him and their coaching staff and the rest of the team on offense. So, you know, the guy's never lost a game. I mean, so you better make sure you understand what you're going against. The guy that's won, and, you know, he's right now, he's the best quarterback, you know, in the league. Statistically, I'm sure it is. All right, as far as yards, I don't know. I just know this. I don't have to play against our guy. You know, I have to play against their guy.
Garoppolo during those practices. Is there anything you can take from seeing him firsthand that you can apply to this week?
Well, I don't know. I think it's more in a live setting right now that, you know, we'll look at, you know what he's done. You know, there's enough film obviously on him right now and their system and, you know, their offense and, you know, how comfortable he is in that. So we'll rely on, you know, on that.
Sean talked on Sunday about how he thought it was a good thing for this team flying under the radar most of the year. How do you feel now that people are starting to shower a lot of praise on this organization? How do you feel this team will handle that moving forward?
This team is different. I've said it from the beginning. I think they felt like they are who they are from the beginning. You know, like they were going to win the division and win, you know, go to the playoffs and win football games. And, you know, we haven't won a division. You know, so, you know, I think they're going to go out there and, you know, they've been, you know, extremely focused, but they've been loose. You know, they haven't seemed tight. So I just think, you know, I would be shocked if the team changed.
When you implement all the changes that you wanted to implement, you take the, you know, the locker room thing and you take the ping pong table out, you know, tough camp. Did you sense much resistance or pushback from the players, or did they just kind of take it?
Like I said before, I just, you know, the only thing I told the players is this is, you know, this is the only way I've done it, you know. And usually at that time, no one's going to really say anything to you.
What do you make of the 49ers defense?
Really good up front, really good against the run. You know, can make plays. And schematically, it's a tough defense to play against. It's one that has challenged us, you know, schematically. We have not played well against those types of defenses. So it's going to be a great challenge for us on offense from a schematic standpoint.
Going back to Perfect before the Cincinnati game, Earl Thomas called him subpar. Clowney says he's trash. Does Blake look at that stuff as sore losers, or does he use that? Do you guys use that to try and fuel him and motivate him?
I never asked him honestly, but you know, but I've never asked him, so I don't know, you know. But I mean, people are gonna say things about you, you know. What's that saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I just think about what my grandmother told me.
Yeah. What do you think about having four bowls?
It's fine. I'm more concerned about the team and winning. I'm happy for those guys. And I think, like anything else, I think, you know, we've got a lot of guys on our team that have played extremely well, that were good enough to, you know, make that team. But, you know, we're hopefully all focused in on our team goals.
How well is that unique?
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing? What progression is?
He's got 11 sacks, and you got double-digit sacks, and you're putting a ton of pressure and strip fumbles, and you know, so he's played very well, extremely well.
What's your take on
that? I think I'm holding out, you know, that he's, you know, got a chance.
Sunday?
Yeah.
What's your reaction to
the
way Malik has played since
Derrick? I think he's been one of the top players in the last couple of weeks, Malik Jackson, right? Outstanding. I mean, that's where I've seen the most improvement from the beginning of the year. You know, but I've also seen him work extremely hard to work on that in practice. I mean, you know, he's on the offensive line about giving him a good look, make sure they go ahead and push, hey, try to finish, things of that nature. And you could see him, you know, early on when we were, you know, when he might have been struggling against it a little bit, he really,
another one.
Come on, Gene.
His wife makes him turn it on. Golly,
unbelievable.
She goes to work.
What are we doing? Gosh. Man, I got to finish the question. Since we were rudely interrupted.
It's hard to remember where we were.
Yeah. But here's the one thing. I really give him a lot of credit. You know, he has a player that's played in this league, that's done a lot. He's worked hard. You can see in practice him trying to strain against it, you know, and doing all that stuff, and then it carrying over to the field. And that's not something that's a given all the time. You know what I mean? You know, to have that mindset to say, you know, hey, listen, I've got to do this better. I'm going to work my butt off on it, because that's a physical act, you know. And, you know, when you get late in the season, you know, your body's beat up. And, you know, he continues to go out there and work his butt off on that. And I know that we all appreciate that.
Piggyback on that. Would there have been an avenue for a guy like that to have gone the other way? You're bringing somebody like Darius who kind of overlaps a lot of his position to take that as a negative, let it affect his play kind of the other way?
No, not these guys. No, these guys. These guys are always, you know, challenged and competition and things of that nature. You know, I think it always. This team is showing that, you know, when they're challenged, they've been able to rise up to the occasion.
Anything different from your prep for Arizona, for your prep for San Francisco?
No.
You mentioned that this team gives you some offensive trouble a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why?
We just haven't performed well against it. You know what I'm saying? Against this type of scheme, as well as we wanted to perform.
Does it help when you're seeing it for the fourth time or whatever it is? Should it help?
I mean, the problem is it's not just a scheme. Then you go into the matchups and the players, you know, and they have a lot of good players up front. They have a lot of good players at the second level, you know, playing well. They got obviously a Pro Bowl player, in my opinion, in the back end. So, you know, I think a lot of it goes, you know, schematically, then it goes to, you know, players and matchups.
A lot of teams go East Coast to West Coast, leave on Friday. Why do you like Saturday as your routine?
It hasn't worked for us before leaving early, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Saturday, just go ahead and just go. You know, medical staff and trainers and, you know, a bunch of research and all that stuff. You know, it just says it doesn't matter.
You're hunkered down in your own kind of way as an offensive line coach, but what do you think of the job that Robert Saleh
did? I started off as a tight end coach. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, last year, he was offensive line coach.
Okay.
When Saleh was here.
Yeah.
Just kind of what interaction did you have with him when you to get the job he did here?
I wouldn't know. I mean, interaction-wise, it's great. Great guy, smart, sharp, you know what I'm saying, high energy. Does a good job coaching, but I had enough problems, you know, coaching the line.
He's been there for a couple of years in Buffalo. How far has he come as a receiver?
I've always liked Keese. I mean, you know, I've always felt that he was the fastest player on the field. I told that to our team, you know. You may see those guys and all that stuff, but there's no doubt in my mind, having, you know, been with them, that he's the fastest player I've ever seen on the field, me personally. I can't speak for anything else. And he's a great kid. I'm not surprised, you know what I'm saying, by the production. You know, he always had that in him. And at times he was very productive, you know, when we were in Buffalo. You know, he's healthy, he's playing, and he's dangerous. You know, he's a threat when the ball's in his hand, because if he gets, you know, behind you, you're not catching him. There's no doubt.
Last week, the focus was on making the playoffs. The goal this week, the goal is to win the division.
Yes.
It's very, very clear.
Yes.
And that's the message all week to these guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Win.
Well.
And win the division. Correct.
The catch is kind of what constitutes a catch now. Kind of
bad. I'm the last person to ask. I really am. I don't.
Is it that confusing, or it's just you don't
don't know.
I'm going to waste some time thinking about it.
You show me the play, and I'll tell you if I would throw the flag or not. How about that? I mean, that's how it goes, really. So,
how's Deshaun
for me, I can't speak for everybody else.
How's Deshaun playing for you?
T. Gibbs?
Yeah,
he's outstanding. He's phenomenal. He's having, in my opinion, I've watched him when he was in Cleveland. I think this is the best year he's had.
What do you think he's doing now? What are his strengths right now?
He can get to the ball. He can intercept it. He can tackle, and he's very good at communicating. So I think those are the things that we're looking for, and he's done that, you know, very well throughout this year. And I think he's had, in my opinion, his best year from what I've seen of him, and I studied him when he was in Cleveland.
49ers fullback made the Pro Bowl. How rare is it how they use him all over the formation?
He's tough. He's a matchup problem. He has good hands. He's a good teams player. He's a good fullback. He's very good out of the backfield. He's a weapon. And, I've known about him for a long time. Good friends with his agent, you know. He's a heck of a kid and a heck of a player.
The best you've ever seen as far as fastest?
No, those you didn't see it throwing out around. He's the fastest player that I've ever seen on a football field.
Is anyone faster than him?
No.
Your defense.
Against what?
Like anything you've ever seen.
Good. We got to keep getting better. I think we can play better. I really do. But that might be the coach in me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but I truly do think we can play better. I know we can play better against the run. That's for sure.
Allen Hurns is back. How good is it to see that he's going to actually practice today?
I'll tell you after today, but it's great to have him back. He's supposed to be, ready to go, full go. So, I'm excited to see him on the field, with my own eyes.